summer eve as the sun was setting. The wind blew soft and cold. A young man lay on the bed of fever, and tears stood in his eyes. I'm dying, mother.
Touch these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss them.
Again, I remember we were cruising home from the Beatles concert. I'd had such a wonderful evening sitting there watching my baby screaming and tearing her hair out and carrying on. She was so full of life then. Well, We were about 3 miles from home when all of a sudden it started to rain. And I do mean rain. I couldn't hardly see nothing. Well, we kept driving for about another mile when all of a sudden I see this stalled car right smack in front of me. Well, I wasn't about to slam on the brakes because it didn't have none to start with. So I swerved to the left, and what do I see? Some mush head on a motorcycle heading right at us. And I knew at last, me and my baby were about to meet the leader of the... Pack. Well, when I come to, I looked around, and there was the leader, and there was the pack, and over there was my baby, and over there was my baby, and way over there was my baby. I want my baby back, gotta have my baby back. It's been many months now since that fateful night, and you know something, I've tried. Believe me, I have tried, but I just can't make it without my baby. So I've decided I'm gonna have her back one way or another. Oh baby, I dig you so much. Hot dang, pay dirt.
Clouds are heavy, the sky gets darker, and pretty soon there's going to be a storm. You like to go out to take a walk, but you don't want to take the chance. Now the storm has come with thunder, and it seems the world is ending. Always come back. You know that life is made of ups and downs. You want to be safe without a worry about the others getting cold. Now the rain is really pouring, and you're home without a worry. You don't think you could be sharing all your comfort with the others. You watch and wait, that's all you do. As if the world belonged to you.
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutron.
And if you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock, tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
Thank you.
My style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler. A wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
I don't believe it.
Well, 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 Mr. Potter, our new celebrity.
Hey, Harry, listen up. This is very important. Not all wizards are good.
My name is Voldemort, and I went to Hogwarts, but I left it for a darker side.
That sounds like him.
I gained a lot of power, and I gained a lot of strength, and then committed homicide.
Except for one kiss.
Now I'm back in the swing, and there's just one thing that I want for my very own. 'Cause a laugh and a chortle, but I won't be immortal till I get myself the Sorcerer's Stone.
Sorcerer's Stone.
Gonna use the stutter and teach a quarrel.
Stone.
Use the strength to take over the world.
Yeah.
Gonna see Lord Voldemort live forever with the Sorcerer's Stone.
That's a very, very Woo. Evil plan.
The god'll teach a name, Snapey Sneaky, as a snake, just slithering for the Slytherin team. They got the mirror of arrows set, displaying everybody's dreams.
They got a unique spell that Nikki Flamel gave to Hogwarts as a loan. I ain't got nobody, but I'll have my party once I get myself the Sorcerer's Stone.
Sorcerer's Stone. Gonna use the stutter and teach a quarrel. Use the strength to take over. See Lord Voldemort live forever with the Sorcerer's Stone.
Hey, I know how.
Quidditch match!
Oh, that's beautiful.
Well, Harry, Hermione, Draco, and Ron search the dark forest in detention for a creature most beautiful, sure as you're born. 'Cause Voldemort drinks the blood of unicorns.
There's a bunch of little student preteen wizards who practice their magic tricks. They got
Gryffindor can lead me to the Sorcerer's Stone.
Sorcerer's Stone.
Gonna use the stubborn teacher Quirrell. Use the strength to take over the world. Gonna see Lord Voldemort.
Live forever with the Sorcerer's Stone. Live forever with the Sorcerer's Stone.
Stoned for 8 of his 11 years, and his story is still widely told, how he battled with pure evil and he beat that Shrek-like troll while in the halls of Hogwarts. Through that forbidden third floor is the dust that once was Quirrell, former shell of Voldemort. And underneath, inscribed upon a broomstick made of wood, it says, "Beware of being the bad guy when there's nothing left but good."
It's a hit, it's a hit, it's a hit, it's a hit, it's a hit.
Big Wednesday, the day you face your own biggest challenge, the day you risk it all.
Nose hair, Linkland.
Bizarre religious objects, weird ceremonies, snake handlers, and pot-smoking children.
With Karen Carpenter.
A man everybody would like to have seen dead.
And Dr. Fiasco.
An audacious man of action, capable of a tender, hopeless love, which could only last a day, but a day which was worth all eternity.
Wednesdays, from 10 p.m. to midnight.
It's gonna be like nothing anybody has ever seen.
On Radio Mario.
The moon shines down below the earth. The new day has begun. Another frightful and dreaded rebirth. Yesterday was such a pressure. Last night was a waste of time. This morning's not much better. This morning's not much better. Time has come and then run past me. I think I better just go off this time. Instead of dealing with the pain of failure, I'll take my pleasure from the dark of night. Yesterday was such a pressure.
Such a pressure.
Last night was a waste of time. This morning's not much better. This morning's not much better.
is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to listen to the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on Radio Valencia. It's on Fridays, Friday night from 10 to midnight and beyond. Who knows how late we run? I, Dr. Howland Owl, don't always know. But I promise you, this is the most amazing collection of radio memorabilia that you have ever had occasion to hear. The wonder, the terror, the savagery, and the splendor of Ask Dr. Hal live on radio. Call in and ask me a question, or any of the recondite crew who occasionally sits in. You yourself can join the party. It just takes a radio, the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio, and you, Friday nights, 10 to midnight on Radio Valencia.
Rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock rock. We're gonna rock. We're gonna rock. We're gonna R-O-C-K rock around the clock tonight. Cuckoo. When the clock strikes 2 and 3 and 4 and the band slows down, we'll yell for more. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Gonna keep on rocking till the broad daylight. We're gonna rock. Tonight. Cuckoo. cool off, dance, start rocking around the clock again. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Gonna keep on rocking till the broad daylight. We're gonna rock. We're gonna rock. I said R-O-C-K, rock around the clock tonight. Cuckoo. I said R-O-C-K, rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, we're gonna rock, we're gonna rock, rock, rock around the clock tonight. Cuckoo, rock!
Hey. Beautiful, beautiful.
Say now,
Bill Haley and the Comets, how about that? You did a better job.
That's quite, he sang well the last time, but he was a little nervous. And now he's a pro now. He's used to these cameras, you know, right? What have you been doing lately? I hear you've been doing some gigs around town, right? Where have you sang? I know you've been a couple places because your mother told me. I was going to go to one place, but I, I had something going myself. But where have you been singing at, Michael?
I've been singing at, with my my new piano player at West Side, and we've been doing that for a long time, and
but you've been singing several places around town, right?
Yeah, and we were trying to get it on.
You know what you need? You need a guitar. With singing that kind of music, you ought to have a guitar, you know, and really shake it up a little bit, you know, huh?
Michael, you want to introduce your piano player?
Who's your piano player?
My piano player is Clark McLean.
Clark McLean?
Yeah.
Come here, Clark. You've been playing for Mike for quite a while?
We've been working on some of these things for quite a while, right?
Yeah, he's going to go places. What an improvement, really. It's been a beautiful improvement.
I think he's really making a big strides now.
Very
right.
Good.
I like that rock around the clock. You did a very good job on that.
Well, thank you, Michael, for coming down. Even if you was a little late, you got here. That's a trooper for you, really.
That's right.